This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. This half hour just for you guys up early with us or staying up late with us. We are so happy to have you here on this Thursday, March 13th, 5:30. Almost to the weekend. It is in sight. Do you have big plans for the weekend?
Big plans for the weekend. I have a birthday party to go to Saturday night. And then Sunday, they have the big St. Baldrick's charity event.
Yeah.
I'll be guest emceeing for one of the hours right at New York, right by the London Bridge from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m.
It's going to be so much fun. Annual event and so much money is raised, and it's going to be so much fun.
It'll be my first time doing it, so it'll be really fun.
Yeah, I wanted to get out there this weekend. They had asked me if I could go out there and do some guest emceeing, but unfortunately this weekend I am all NASCAR. Saturday, Sunday, I will be out at the track, and if you're out there, say hi. I'll be doing the in-track hosting, and so yesterday we had like a little production meeting, and you know, this is what's going on, and you're doing this, and you're doing this. And I found out on Sunday, I get to interview Morgan Freeman.
No, you're not.
I swear.
Wait, Morgan Freeman's going to be there?
He's the Grand Marshal.
Shut up.
Uh-huh. And they're like, okay, awesome. So Mercedes, after this happens, you need to go here and you need to go interview Morgan Freeman. And I was like, what?
Who?
And I was like, are you kidding me? I knew he was going to be there, but I didn't know that was going to be my assignment. And I was like, oh my gosh. I mean, an icon, a legend, wow. Morgan Freeman. And so I was like, okay, oh my gosh. I'm so excited to get to just be in his presence. You know, Andy Dufresne. His voice, it's iconic.
Yeah, honestly, because I'm not really familiar with racers or just that world in general. So I thought you were going to say like a big name in the
and
race
you're like,
world.
Huh?
I'm like, oh, that's cool. But you said Morgan Freeman. That's awesome.
Yeah,
so good for you.
Really excited about that. So it should be a fun time. He's going to be there, yeah, on Sunday. But the truck races are tomorrow. And then Saturday, we have the Xfinity. And then the big cup cars on Sunday. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Last night, I totally forgot that today, our water's being shut down from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. I'm like, oh my God.
At your house?
At my house.
Oh, I thought you meant here. I was like, oh no.
I should have prefaced it's going to be at my apartment. Yes, in my apartment. So I told James, I'm like, oh my God, I totally forgot. Can you just fill up like a big pot for me, like of water? Just if I need to use the restroom, I'll put it in the toilet, I'll flush it, all that good stuff. So I was like, yeah, I got you. I'll fill up the pot. So I wake up this morning and my kitchen is filled with like 6 different bowls of water.
Oh my gosh.
It looks like, you know, when a water leak from the roof when it's raining, it looks like all of that is scattered throughout my house. And I'm like, oh my God, he really went above and beyond today for me. So
you're not going to run out of water. That's for sure.
I think I might be actually wasting some water, but.
Oh, well, you can always use it. Do you have plants or anything like that?
I have one big plant. It's a Monstera plant. James, he's the one that has.
That sounds like a Lady Gaga song. Monstera.
But see, we've overwatered that plant, so I really don't know what to do with the water. So that's where I'm at today. That's my big thing, is I'm coming home, the water shut off. I might have to use the restroom maybe twice, and I don't need that much water.
It's such an inconvenience, but you know that things need to be fixed and they need to make improvements or whatever. But
yeah,
water off is definitely one of the big inconveniences. You don't realize how much you use it
True.
All the time, whether you're flushing the toilet or washing your hands or getting something to drink, it's like always something that you're using. We definitely take that for granted.
Yeah. Anything else in your world going on?
No, just a busy day yesterday. Had some work outside with a TV, and then, like I said, getting ready for NASCAR this weekend. My daughter, she's in a club in school, Future Business Leaders of America, mm-hmm. and they had a huge competition. It was a state competition in Reno for the last 3 days. So she went up there and competed, and she got state champion in one category. I can't remember. She got second in another, third in another, fourth in another. So she really cleaned up. She did really well. So she came back yesterday. It was nice to have her back at home. But then I wake up this morning and I see this text, and she says, "Hi, mommy." And she sent this last night at, what time was it? 10:46. I was asleep. And then she wrote, "Are you awake?" And I was like, I'm looking at this morning going, oh no, what was I supposed to do? Did I miss something? And I vaguely remember her coming into our room last night when I was asleep. And I think I heard Matt say, "Okay, if you're going to be sick, just put your hair in a ponytail." I don't know if that was a dream or if he said that. And so now this morning I'm like, oh my gosh, poor thing. I wasn't there for her. I was completely passed out. I feel so bad.
Does she usually, or from time to time, have tummy issues?
I think sometimes, but I think it's just because of all the travel. She wasn't at home.
Yeah.
She's finally home. Her stomach finally is relaxing. I don't know. So I'm just hoping that everything is okay this morning. I'll keep you posted, but we have a lot to get to on the show this morning. Let's kick things off. Pre-show You Pick 'Em time. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Runaway by Real McCoy? You want to hear What Do You Want From Me by Adam Lambert? What do you want from me? What do you want from me? What do you want from me? Yeah, it's plain to see. Or do you want to hear Barbie Girl by Aqua? Choices, get those votes in right now. You can do it by tweeting us either on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning, or text or call us at 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Every generation has the words that they say that are specific to the time that they grew up, what you said as a kid. And I think it's the responsibility of the generation before that generation to be annoyed by all of those words that they say, don't you think?
Oh my gosh, yes. And honestly, I think you could relate to this story, Mercedes. Yesterday I was in line at the pharmacy, and there was a mom and daughter in front of me. The mom looked like she was picking up her prescription, and the daughter was just there. And the daughter seemed to be about your daughter's age, 16, 17. She's on her phone and she's scrolling, and she looked over to her mom with her phone and she goes, "Bruh, I told you, this is what we should be getting." She goes, "I am sick of you calling me bruh. I am not your bruh."
Oh, seriously.
And I died. I couldn't help myself, but I was laughing. I was giggling. And the mom looked back at me and she goes, "Don't you agree?" I'm like, "Yeah, I don't want to get involved."
Keep me out of this one.
It's the bruh. It's bruh.
It's that's definitely a word that I used to hear more than I do now. I think my daughter finally realized that I she should not be calling me bruh. It's just not okay. She'll still throw it to Matt every once in a while, but she changed it up on me. Is there a word that either your kid uses or someone else uses that just grinds on you? 702-364-9400. Now she calls me queen, and I like it, but I'm kind of annoyed by it. I'll set the table and I'll put a plate in front of her And she'll go, thanks, queen. And it's like, it's better than bra, you know?
Yes.
But at the same time, like, why are you calling me queen? Or how was work today, mom? Oh, you know, it's good. Da, 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 da. I got this done. Nice, queen. And I'm like, why are you calling me that?
Did she say slay too?
Yes. Oh, slay. And she'll do it just like at the same inflection as everything else. She's not like slay. I'll be like, hey, I got us tickets to go see this movie this weekend. Slay. Okay, like, what's going on?
No type of like, yes, queen, no, slay.
No inflection. It's all slay.
It's like, instead of K, it's slay.
Yeah, basically. I think there's a lot of those words that you just are like, huh? And it's Matt, I get on him so bad because I'll say, like, you sound like you're 87 years old. Because if she says something to him like that or calls him bro, he's like, I am not your bro. I am your father. Have some respect. And I'm like, oh my God, you sound like such an old man.
And then your daughter goes, slay, queen. Yeah, I love you.
Yes, queen. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Thursday, March 13th at 6:03. I was just reading, with St. Patrick's Day coming up, one of the best cities to celebrate St. Patrick's Day in the country is Henderson, Nevada. It came in number 8 on the 10 best cities for St. Patrick's Day celebrations. And obviously, I think it's because of the big St. Patrick's Day festival that they have down there, the big parade, and that all starts tomorrow in downtown Henderson. Yeah, they have a huge festival. I think it's the 57th annual. It's a 3-day festival with a carnival, and they have like a car show and the parade on Saturday. Just tons of entertainment. So it's one of the best places in the country to celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Had no idea it was number 8 on the list. Anytime I think of St. Patrick's Day, I just think drinking Guinness, Irish whiskey, and I think about the drink that I will never, ever drink again, and it kind of correlates with St. Patrick's Day. It is a drink called Four Horsemen. Do you know what a Four Horsemen
is? Never heard of it. What is that?
It's a shot of 4 different types of whiskey.
Oh, wait, let me guess. Jack Daniels?
Yes.
Okay, they gotta be names. Okay, I don't know the name. George, is there like a George Dickel?
No.
George, I don't know. What is
Johnny?
It? Johnny Walker?
Yes.
Okay. What are the other
two? Think of a bourbon drink.
A what?
A bourbon drink.
Bourbon. I don't know those kind of alcohols.
So you got the two. You have Jack Daniels. Okay. You had Johnny Walker, Jim Beam.
Jim Beam, okay.
And then an Irish whiskey.
No.
Jameson.
Oh.
Yeah, all of that is in one shot.
You do one shot of all 4 of those?
Yes, it's like a fourth of all of those different types of whiskeys. I had it on my 21st birthday, and there my friend, I'll never forget, my friend Jessica. She's like, hey girl, here's your birthday shot. And she goes, I'm like, what is it? She goes, it's a Four Horsemen. I'm like, okay. And everyone around me was like, I take it. That's the last thing I remember.
Did it immediately hit you, or did it take some time?
It immediately took me out.
Oh, no.
The next thing I remember is me waking up the next morning like, what happened to my 21st birthday?
Oh,
they're like, girl, that Four Horsemen shot took you out.
I remember my 21st birthday. My friends gave me this drink called a mind eraser.
Ooh, yeah.
Have you heard of those?
I've heard of those.
They taste good. They taste like Dr. Pepper. I didn't realize it was so lethal. It's just, and you have to drink it from a straw. After that night, I've never had one since. I was just like, that truly did erase my mind. Yeah. I don't remember what happened after that.
It's kind of dangerous that they taste good, too.
Yeah, that's the problem, because I think I might have had 1 or 2 even.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we've got a lot coming up on the show this morning. Stick around for your chance to win tickets to see The Weeknd. He added another show at Allegiant Stadium. This show is for July 4th, and we've got your tickets at 7:30 with a Mega Minute. Also, an early edition of Heads Up in just a few minutes for tickets to see The Fray. And on the way next, we have what's trending. There's a new hotel here in town, and I don't think anyone expected to see this one. We'll talk about it coming up next in the hot. What is going on? It's like I had a mind eraser.
You did.
It was trending.
check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Vanderpump Hotel is trending this morning. Lisa Vanderpump is taking over the Las Vegas Strip in a major way. She and Caesars Entertainment, they're turning the Cromwell into the Vanderpump Hotel, and it's set to open in early 2026.
How cool is this? I'm so excited for
her. I did not see this coming at all. This is going to be her first ever hotel, and if you know anything about Lisa, you know it's going to be extra. You know it's going to be over the top. You know it's going to be ridiculously glamorous. I think a sexy elegance, luxe design, whole new lounge, because of course there has to be a lounge if Lisa's involved.
Yes.
She says that she's really excited to turn this iconic spot into something unique, playful, and upscale. And she promises that it will be nothing like anything else in Las Vegas. And Caesars, they are all in on this. They say her vision is next level. And honestly, if you look at the success of her cocktail lounges here in town, the Vanderpump, Perry and Pinkies, I believe it's going to happen. So what do you think? Will you be booking a stay over at the Vanderpump Hotel?
I don't know if I'm going to book a stay, but I would be really interested to see what they're going to transform it to. I'm not a huge Vanderpump Rules or the show or like a fan, but I think what she's going to do to the Cromwell is going to be fantastic. And I will tell you, I do love me some Dre's nightclub. If I ever get a chance to go to a club, Dre's is where I go.
And I believe that is going to stay intact along with Giada's restaurant. Yes. And all of that. So no worries on that. There's 188 guest rooms and suites. Like I said, all new lounge. Everything is going to be created specifically for the location. It's just so crazy because we literally drove by the Cromwell the other night and I just made a comment. I'm like, that hotel looks so nice there. Do you remember when it was, you probably weren't here yet, it was the Barbary Coast?
Okay, no,
and
I remember.
It was just kind of like old Vegas. And ever since they changed it to the Cromwell, it just looks really nice.
Like chic, modern.
Yeah, and I made a comment. I'm like, gosh, the Cromwell looks really nice. And my husband's like, it really does. It's a totally different look than the Barbary Coast. And I was like, I agree. And then this happens. I'm like, man, they're really going to take another level up on this
and
one.
And what great traffic she's going to get right at that spot. It's going to be a great thing for her. And I'm excited to see what it turns out to be.
And you know they're going to do filming there for one of the shows. One of them has got, they should just do a whole reality show on that hotel.
What if that's in the
They're
works?
They're going to do that. They're going to do that. It's happening. And that is what's trending.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, we have Jennifer, your caller 20. Yeah. Jennifer.
Yay!
Let's do it. Let's play Heads Up. We have these tickets to check out the Bel Air Backyard Poolside Concert Series with The Fray over at the Durango Hotel and Casino. It's going to be amazing. Pick a category. There's two left. Do you want to go with Paper Chasing or Donald Duck?
Ooh, let's go with Donald Duck.
All right. So Donald Duck Day is today. So these are all just different Disney characters, all right?
Okay.
Different Disney characters. Hopefully we'll be on the same page here. We just need to get six in 60 seconds. You ready to do this?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right, Jennifer, get ready because Heads Up in 60 seconds starts now.
This is the girlfriend of Mickey.
Minnie.
Yes. This is, he was on a magic carpet ride with Jasmine.
Aladdin.
Yes. She was a warrior and she was hiding.
Pocahontas.
No. I'm gonna pass. This was Ariel's sidekick. It's a crab. His name was?
Sebastian.
Yes. This is a donkey that's really depressed on Winnie the Pooh.
Eeyore.
Yes, this was a princess who had really long hair that she let out the
Rapunzel.
Window. Yes, this is Donald's girlfriend.
Daisy.
Yes.
Nice.
Right on. Nice job. Congratulations. You just got yourself a pair of tickets to see The Fray. That is happening.
Wow.
Over at Durango Hotel and Casino. It's going to be so cool. This whole concert series that they have, the Bel Air Backyard Poolside Concert Series. You're in for free. Congratulations.
I am so excited. Thank you so much. so much.
You're welcome. We passed on Mulan. I know you love that movie, Steph. How would you have given that?
I would have said she pretended to be a guy going into war from China.
There you go. Yeah. See, I wasn't thinking, but at least we got it. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I love a good conspiracy theory. I don't believe all of them, but I love to hear them. And then I heard this one, and now I'm like, what? This is probably one of the most ridiculous conspiracy theories I have ever heard. And what is the one that you've heard that is just either that you fully believe in or that you're like, oh, come on. And have you heard of this one? Have you heard the new conspiracy theory that people are eating mermaids?
What?
Rich people, I should say, are eating mermaids. So some lady on TikTok went on last week and posted a story about this ex-con who claimed that he saw a mermaid in a big tank on a fishing boat that he worked on. And she said that they made him bring it to a warehouse where rich people ate it hibachi style, like at Benihana.
No way.
Right?
No.
Right? So that original video got so many views. So she's been posting about it ever since. Here's part of one of her follow-up videos. I'm probably not going to play the whole thing. It's kind of long, but this is what she claims.
They bring this net that had been down at the bottom all day that day up. He said what he saw inside was like nothing he had ever seen before, probably ever will again if he ever lives to tell the story again. He said that it was like a pasty whitish green skin, the fin, okay, from like the hip bone down, it was just the body of a fish, and like greenish black hair. Wasn't pretty. It spoke. He said that he couldn't understand what language it was speaking in, but it felt like it was begging for its life. And they took this siren to a different warehouse, and it was set up like a restaurant. Come to find out, these clientele, he had sonar machines and everything to track these things down. Stuff that you would not even believe if you saw it. These people that had him go and catch this thing, they say it's like really common among the wealthy, and they all had their knives and forks and everything else. It was set up like hibachi, sort of. It's one of them things that even presidents don't know about, like a secret research island.
But the lady on TikTok knows about it. The presidents don't.
that's not to be fishy, but that's fishy.
That is so bizarre. Have you heard that conspiracy theory, or what is the weird conspiracy theory that you've either heard or you actually believe in? Let's talk to Brittany, 702-364-9400. What do you think, Brittany? Had you heard about that before?
I haven't heard about that before, but I have heard, that's really crazy, but I have heard that the elite, they take the natural disasters, the children from the natural disasters and the babies, and they drink their blood during a ritual for like the fountain of youth and to take their soul.
I like those stories. First of all, they freak me out. And second of all, like, yes, they're just so bizarre. I feel like I just watched a show. Did anyone else see a recent show on TV where that was the insinuation that they had to sacrifice a certain amount of virgins or something?
What was that show you were watching? Was it Yellow Jackets?
That one was awful.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, was it Yellow Jackets?
I just feel like I recently watched a show, and it was a big one where that was what they were alluding to, is that they had to have a certain amount of young women that they were going to be sacrificing. I'm not sure, but these things just get wild.
Are you sure? Like this thing with the whole mermaid thing. First of all, I don't even know if mermaids or sirens, they're even real. And then on top of it, for quote unquote the rich or the wealthy to sit around hibachi style and what, cut it up like it's on a like a pig or like on those things.
I don't believe it. I'm just sending the message. I'm not advocating that this is fact.
Are you sure it wasn't that one? What's the show? Is it Cake? When it comes out, it looks like real life.
Is it a cake or is it a mermaid? Yeah, your decision here. It's just so crazy. Someone just texted, said What I did? Why did I expect that accent before hearing her?
They bring this net that had been down at the bottom all day that day. Up. He said what he saw inside was like nothing.
She heard it, and she heard it before the president's, okay?
Right.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Are you one of those people, because there are many of them out there, that live paycheck to paycheck, or do you, like me, raise his hand, actually spend your paycheck in your head before it actually lands into your bank account? 59% of Americans do, pre-planning what they'll pay first while they're waiting to get paid. They just did this new poll on Americans, and these were Americans who make less than $75,000 a year, and they looked at where their salaries go, and they revealed kind of the autonomy of the average American paycheck. And the average person mentally pre-spends more than half of their paycheck before they even get it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for us, it's bills and then savings, and then what's left over is our budget. It's like, okay, well, what else can we do? Not much, but we try.
Absolutely. Like, I didn't realize. I got my weeks mixed up. I think, do we get paid tomorrow?
Oh.
I think we get paid tomorrow. And yes. I was like thinking it was not until next week. And I got all excited. I'm like, oh my gosh, yes, I get to pay my bills. So, and already I was like, okay, I got to do this car payment. I got to do this. And I just, I've already spent, you know.
Yes, the best months are when there's three paydays in a month. I'm like, yes. Sometimes it's like in November where like the holidays are coming up. I'm like, yes, November 1st lands on a Friday. That means there's three Fridays that we get to get paid or something.
Definitely already got the majority of it spent in my head. Also this morning, a movie about Tiger Woods' life is reportedly being developed by Amazon MGM. I'm surprised that they haven't done this yet. And a lot of people are saying that President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama, their company Higher Ground, they're in talks to produce the film. Woods is one, obviously, of the most accomplished golfers of all time. Won 15 majors, 82 PGA Tour events. And this biopic is going to be based on the book The Tiger Slam, the inside story of the greatest golf ever played. The guy who is behind it, the director he's attached to it, is the same guy who directed that King Richard movie, if you saw that, about the Williams sisters. So it should be pretty good. Like I said, I'm surprised it hasn't happened already.
I wonder if they're going to talk about the infidelity.
You have to. You right? have to do the whole story. You can't just talk about the good stuff only.
The car accident, right? And all that stuff.
There's a lot there. And just like his upbringing and his relationship with his dad and his dad's relationship with his mother. And just, there's a lot to unpack. Finally, this morning, I don't know why this makes me laugh. Maybe I'm a terrible person, but it sounds funny to me. If you are just at your wit's end with your kids, it's time to call in the demons.
What do you mean?
There's this parenting app called Onikara Denwa, or Phone Call from a Demon, and it's a Japanese app, and it's designed to assist parents in managing their kids' behavior. So the app simulates a phone call from a demon character that is encouraging kids to behave appropriately. So the latest update features this Japanese comedian named Kintaro, and they offer 5 different themed messages, and the messages are directed at kids who don't listen to their parents or refuse to go to bed, who won't eat their food, who fight with their siblings or don't keep their promises. And they come in the form of an incoming call to make it more believable to the kids, so that you get an incoming call from a demon and you're like, hello? They're like, oh yeah, they're here, hold on. And then you give the phone to your kid and they're like, you better get along with your sister or I'm coming to get you.
What about this? Okay, I'm a parent and my kid won't get off their iPad and it's time for bed. Mercedes, I call you as the demon.
Get off that iPad or I'll come and get you while you're sleeping.
Like the kids off the iPad immediately. Yeah.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
All right, is April gonna do it this morning? Good morning, April. How you doing?
So good. Good morning.
Good, good. It's good to hear. And we are so happy that you are caller 20. You get to take a shot at this diamond pendant, $150 diamond pendant from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. You just gotta guess the song faster than I can do it. Have you heard Beat Mercedes before?
Every day.
Okay. So, you know, I'm pretty fast, but you know, I have my moments where I just completely lose it. So maybe this is going to be it. And April, I have full confidence in you. Okay. I'm going to leave and wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Bye, Mercedes. She's leaving the studio. All right, April, this is how the game works. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, need you to shout out, got it. We stop the clock, and then within 5 seconds, you got to give us something, okay?
Okay.
All right. Next sound that you hear is the song, and it starts now.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, got it.
What you got?
Justin Bieber, Baby.
Okay, I'm bringing Mercedes in.
Mercedes,
she's coming in. April, you have your kids Sydney, Colby, and Sonnet with you. Where do they go to school?
Lead Middle School.
Nice, shout out Lead Middle School. Mercedes is back. Welcome back, Mercedes.
Hi, wow. Hi. I felt like I was just out there for like 3 seconds.
Okay.
That was very fast.
All right.
No, wait, hold on.
Okay, take your time. You know, it's not like we're in a game or anything.
Up here.
Okay. The next sound that you hear, Mercedes, is the song, and it starts now.
Got it.
Jesus!
That's unfair.
I love this song. I love it. I was going to pick it for my Oh Wow Wheel song this week.
You were?
Baby, Justin Bieber.
Well, you stopped the clock at 1.07 seconds, and you are right.
At 0.07?
1.07.
Oh, 1.07.
Okay. You got it right.
Okay.
April also got it right.
Oh, how fast?
4.4 seconds.
That was fast. Oh, April, I'm sorry. This is a favorite song of mine, and I'm not going to lie. I am so excited that we're about to play this song.
It's a banger.
Because I love it. It is. Anytime I hear this song, I just cannot help but be happy. So I'm sorry, April. $175 diamond pendant, though, from Michael A. Minden Diamond Jewelers tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. How tight are you guys with your neighbors? Are you guys pretty close, or are you just kind of so-so?
Not really, no. Not close. I mean, I live in an apartment complex. Ramon?
Yeah, we're pretty good with most of ours.
Like, do you guys hang out, or are you just, like, friendly with each other?
We've hung out with the neighbors across the street.
Okay, so our neighborhood is... I love our neighborhood. It's very quiet. We have some friends that we do hang out with. They don't live on my street, and my neighbors on my street are great. Everybody is just very quiet and respectful. Well, so yesterday I get home, I'm pulling into the neighborhood, I pull down our street, and it was one of those days where everything just kind of felt off. I don't know. I can't explain it. It was just the vibe of the day. I was relieved to be home. Just wanted to throw on my comfy clothes and unwind. But as I pull into my driveway, I see someone on our side yard, on not the side I'm on, but on the other side of the house. And it's my neighbor, and I just figure he's doing something in between our houses. So I pull into the garage, I get out of the car, and I hear water running. And I'm looking, and I'm like, the sprinklers are not on. What is going on? So I walk out of the garage, and I kind of peek my head around the side of the house, and there's my neighbor. And he's in my yard with my hose. Mm-hmm. And he's holding my hose, and the water's on. And I look at him, and I kind of walk closer, and I realize he's watering some plants with my hose.
What?
It was so bizarre. He didn't ask. Well, I didn't know. I knew Matt wasn't home, so I assumed he didn't ask.
Okay.
So I walk up, and my heart was kind of pounding, and I was just so caught off guard. I did not know what to say. And so I was like, hey. And he kind of turned around, and he's like, how you doing? And I was like, good. I go, is that our hose? And he's like, yes, thanks for letting me use it. Your hose reaches my plants better than mine.
This guy.
I'm like, oh. I and then I'm like, did Matt say he could use it? Like, what's
yeah.
So I was like, okay, have a good night. He's like, thanks. And he continued watering with my hose. And so I go inside. I text Matt. I'm like, did you tell the neighbor he could use our hose? And he's like, what? And I was like, call me. So he calls, and I'm like, he's watering his plants with our hose. And he's like, I never said he could do that.
Ooh.
So bizarre. So I start freaking out. I'm like, what the heck? How rude is that? And he's like, relax. You're overreacting. It's fine. It's just a little bit of water. But I just thought that was so rude.
That was, yeah, that, if you were like best friends, like if my best friend next door did that, I would be fine with it. But you said the relationship, you guys are friendly.
But we don't hang out. We don't talk. Like, it's just, I keep to myself. He keeps to himself. Am I going crazy? Was that not like a rude thing? Did he cross the line or am I overreacting? Now, if he would have asked, like, hey, my hose doesn't reach to these plants, can I borrow your hose? Absolutely. Like, sure, go ahead. But he never asked. He just took it upon himself to go up and start using my hose. I thought that was bizarre.
How far is the actual faucet or the thing to turn in? Like, how far in does he have to go into your house for it to feel also kind of invasive, don't you think?
Well, you know, like how homes in Vegas are, like there's not a lot of space in between them. So
you can reach arm's length to the next door neighbor.
Like, I see what he's saying. My hose is closer to his plants than his. His hose is on the other side of his house. But I, first of all, I'm thinking, how long has he been doing this?
Yeah.
And second of all, like, he just got caught and he acted like it was just a normal thing. 702-364-9400. Do you think that was wrong or not? And has your neighbor ever... I told Matt, I go, he crossed the line. That was not okay.
I actually agree with you, Mercedes. I know I'm usually on Matt's side, but no, I agree with you. I would have been like, what the hell are you doing?
It just seems kind of rude, right? Even if you are on like a neighborly basis, wouldn't you still give them a heads up? Do you have any neighbors that you felt ever crossed the line with you?
I felt like I was the one neighbor one time. I've said the story before where I throw rocks at the pigeons that like to hang out on the roof on the ledge.
Rude and mean, by the way.
I just try to scare them. I don't try to hit them.
Okay.
But I guess one time one of the rocks I threw landed on the roof of the neighbor and he came outside and was like, hey, man, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, you see, look, the pigeons, the sparrows. I did apologize. Like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hit your house.
Rocks at your neighbor's house now. You definitely crossed the line.
He accepted my apology and then we kind of bonded. He's like, oh yeah, I hate those pigeons too.
The poor pigeons.
I mean, come on. I think with me, when I lived in my first apartment unit, I will never forget this neighbor who said the meanest thing. Well, it was rude. And you never, ever do this to a woman. I remember I was walking upstairs and the downstairs neighbor, she goes, oh my gosh, you're looking good. Like, the glow is happening. I'm like, what do you mean? And she goes, are you pregnant? I'm like, are you serious right now? And I was like, no, I'm not pregnant. Honestly, I mean, at that time, I did gain weight. But it's like, you should never, ever ask anyone, if they're pregnant. And I will never forget that lady. And I was like, no, I'm not pregnant. I think I just gained a little bit of pounds. And
oh,
I laughed it off.
I know. I will. You can literally be like ready to pop 9 months pregnant. I will not ask you if you're pregnant. I will not acknowledge it until you say you're pregnant. And then when you do, then I will start talking to you about it. We're getting a bunch of texts here. This one says, this is very rude, but I don't think it's that big of a deal. He definitely should have asked you first, but as long as he puts the hose away properly, I wouldn't have said anything. Other people are saying, I wouldn't have done anything. Are you guys serious? Like, I don't know why I'm so shocked by this. That's crazy.
I would be annoyed for sure.
Well, we're in Las Vegas, people. We got a watering thing going on. We can't be watering people's plants, your own plants, using other people's hoses. No, we're in the desert.
Someone says, buy him a watering can. That's a good idea. Maybe I should.
A hot pink one.
I totally agree with you, Mercedes. That was so rude. I wouldn't have done anything about it, but I still would have been annoyed. This one says, little bro literally should have watered your plants too. Well, yeah, seriously. Why, if you're out there, could you just start watering mine? My gosh.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
All right, we've got Elena on. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
It is so good to have you here playing the Mega Minute. Are you ready to get these tickets to check out the weekend?
I am.
Okay,
definitely.
So 60 seconds, 10 questions. You get them all correct, and these tickets are yours. We got this.
You guys do got
awesome.
This. Elena, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. In the Mega Minute, it starts now.
What color is St. Patrick's Day associated with?
Green.
Yes. Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob.
Yes. How many letters are in the alphabet?
26.
Yes. What type of clover is considered good luck?
A four leaf?
Yes. A Siamese is what type of animal?
Cat.
Yes. Who directed the movie Pulp Fiction?
Quentin Tarantino.
Yes. What is the smallest country in the world?
Iceland?
No. What fast food place had a chihuahua as its mascot?
Taco Bell.
Yes. The show Drive to Survive is about what sport?
NASCAR racing?
No. Well, what is the name of Beyonce's firstborn daughter?
Blue?
Yes. So what is the smallest country in the world?
Greenland?
No. The show Drive to Survive. Sorry. I'm so sorry. If you don't know the answer, we could sit here all day. You could try and guess. But it's just, this one is tough because I didn't know this either. The smallest country in the world is Vatican City. Vatican City is considered the smallest country in the world.
And like how Vatican City, you would think it's a city.
Yeah, but it is considered the smallest country in the world. And then the show Drive to Survive is about what sport? Not NASCAR. It's about F1. Oh. I'm so sorry. That means that another day, another victim of the Mega Minute Caller 20. You are going to get these tickets, two of them, to check out The Weeknd, his newly announced show. This is a two-night little stop in Las Vegas, and this show is on July 4th, Allegiant Stadium. Caller 20, you get these tickets right now, 702-364-9400.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Well, March's full blood worm moon is going to appear tonight thanks to this phenomenon that makes the moon look red during a total lunar eclipse, with millions of eyes that are going to be staring up into the skies tonight to see the moon pass into the Earth's shadow. Well, the weather keep us from being able to see the big show. Yeah. There's clouds, some stormy weather that could block the view for some. But forecasters say there should be some prime spots across the country. As far as it goes here, things should clear up by tonight. They say here's what you need for tonight's lunar eclipse. It's going to be into the early hours of Friday morning. So our time, it's going to happen between 11:30 p.m. and 1:30 a.m.
Forget it.
Yeah, I'm not getting up for that. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'll look at the pictures.
You send them to me.
But this is one of two total lunar eclipses this year, and it's the only one that will be visible from North America. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, the next one we'll see will be in March of 2026.
When did it say when the next lunar eclipse will be? Maybe we
March
can grab
2026.
Oh, sorry. Listen to me not listening. Okay. Well, it's going to be a while, but okay.
Yeah, we got about a year. The next one that'll be visible from the U.S.
Gotcha.
Is going to be next year. So.
Okay.
So yesterday we talked about this, how Kelly Clarkson has been mysteriously gone from her show. No word on what's going on. Now we have a little bit more information. Fans have been concerned because she's been mostly absent from her talk show this month, and word is all will return to normal with tomorrow's show. She is set to return to the studio today. An insider says that she was dealing with a personal matter that's not directly related to herself. So she had something going on. Maybe she was helping a friend that needed her. I'm not sure exactly. Don't want to speculate, but right. She is coming back.
I love how all of our fans, like all of the Kelly fans, are like, we got a band together. What's going on with Kelly?
That's she a good community. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we were talking about all the co-hosts that are coming on and helping out. And I'm like, okay, maybe there's something going on, but really maybe it's just something personal.
Yeah. It sounds like we'll probably get more information when she comes back. Finally, this morning, there are a lot of reasons why people don't go to the gym. It can be expensive, not enough time, but there is one reason that people do like to go to the gym, and that's how they look after they go. New research looked into people's motivations for exercise, and the number one reason people work out is to improve their physical appearance. 24% of people say they do it for that. 19% actually care about their physical health. That's why they're doing it. I love that it's like vanity over health first, but
yeah.
17% say they're doing it to boost their mental health. Those are the nudges that get you started on it. Obviously, you need more than just a strong desire to look good, to stick with it. But the top strategies, they say, to keep it going are just forming habits, setting goals, and finding stuff that you actually enjoy doing.
Ramon, every day after the show, you go to the gym, don't you?
About 4 or 5 times a week. Oh, yes, ma'am.
Go ahead, Mercedes.
Do you have like a set workout, or like as one day like legs and then the next day we're going to do upper body, or do you just kind of go in and wing it?
No, usually it's like, today would be chest and tries, and then arms and back, and then legs and cardio.
Wow. Yes. I don't go into the gym knowing what I'm about to. I just go in, I'm like, I like the Stairmaster. I like some dumbbells, and then we go from there, and that's really it.
Right now I have a trainer, and he's kind of just doing things like, okay, we're gonna focus on legs today. But the other day he was like, I want to work on like making sure that you have good coordination and stuff. He's like, I know you used to be an athlete, and I want to make sure. So he pulled up the ladder, you know, the ladder that you, oh my gosh, that thing will humble you. He's like, okay, I want you to do this, cross your leg, and then step in, and then step out, and then cross here, and then, and I'm like, I look like I was doing some sort of Irish jig when I was running to do that thing.
St. Patty's Day Sunday.
It was so bad. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Guilt is such a weird thing. Have you ever done something totally normal, totally justified, and somehow you end up feeling guilty about it? It's happening to you right now.
Yeah, I know. I am feeling a little guilty. And it's something that James said to me made me feel really guilty. And I don't know if I should be feeling this way, but it's been a week. It's been a week here at the station and just in general in life. And it's been the same for James. He's had a crazy week at work too. And yesterday we were talking last night, just catching up on our day and our week. And I told him, after I got off work yesterday, that I needed to disconnect and I just needed to take a nap. I was like, I just needed to close my eyes, take a nap, disconnect from it all. And the thing he said to me when he found out when I took a nap was, he said, must be nice. I know he didn't mean it that way, but when he said, must be nice, like I felt a lot of guilt.
Was he at work when you said this? Or
this was in face-to-face. This was because we were catching up about our day. I was like, yeah, I went to go disconnect, took a nap. And I said, yeah, I took a nap. And he goes, must be nice. And I'm like, why do I feel guilty about taking a nap to disconnect versus maybe it's because he doesn't have that luxury and he no longer works from home where he could just go to the couch, maybe take a quick 20 and then go back to work. But it's like, geez, why can't I feel like, yeah, I took a nap, self-care versus why am I feeling guilty about this?
I think that's just in our nature, especially as women. 702-364-9400 is our number. Do you ever feel that guilt, whether it is you feel guilty for taking a break or you feel guilty for asking something for something in your relationship or your family? I get it, but I at the same time, I don't feel guilty. I feel like I deserve a break. If I need to take a nap, I'm taking a nap. No guilt, no shame on that. And I know not everyone has that same flexibility, but that doesn't mean that you should feel bad for taking care of yourself. It's just one of those things where guilt is such a weird emotion. I think it's one of the weirdest emotions.
It is.
Because it sneaks in and it sneaks in when we haven't even done anything wrong. It's like we have been conditioned, again, especially as women, to just measure our worth by how much we do for other people.
Yes, that's exactly it. And I think about James because he's transitioning back to working in the office and I feel guilt that he no longer can work from home. I don't know. It's this really weird thing, Mercedes.
The second we step back and do something for ourselves, there's this little voice that creeps in. It's like, should I be doing this? Am I being selfish? But why? Because rest is not a reward. It's a necessity. Yeah. And yet some of us just feel so bad for just existing in a way where we're not being productive for someone else. Let's talk to Michelle. Michelle, good morning. What's your take on this whole guilt thing?
Okay, so this is an emotional topic for me because I'm a mom and I'm a wife. And I'm always looking out for my husband, my kid. And when I do buy something for myself or when I treat myself, I feel so guilty that it's like I could have spent the money on them instead of me.
That's in our nature, Michelle.
I'm going to cry, Michelle.
I get it. I have felt that same feeling. If I dare purchase something for myself, I'm like, I should be using this on them.
Yeah.
And Michelle, I can tell you this all day long, but does it matter until you believe it yourself that you're worth just as much as the next person and the people that you watch over, but we're measuring our worth on how much we help other people, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's such...
And it's like, I feel guilty when I go get my nails done because I'm like, God, why am I pampering myself when, you know, I could be doing something else for them, like taking care of them, you know? And it sucks.
We deserve better than to feel guilty for taking care of ourselves, Michelle.
Yeah.
We support you. We feel you. We're going to have to take a break, but Carrie, are you still there? I don't want you to hang up. Are you there, Carrie?
Yeah.
Okay. You're also, from what I hear, kind of feeling a certain way this morning, and you're feeling guilty and you're feeling ignored as a woman. Can you hang on the line and tell us what's going on in just a couple of minutes?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, thank you for holding. We've got a lot of phone calls coming in. Who knew that guilt would hit such a nerve? If you have a comment, 702-364-9400. We'll talk to Carrie and take more of your calls coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. We're talking about mom guilt, wife guilt, woman guilt. Why do women tend to feel guilty for doing things for themselves instead of other people? We've been talking about it. And Carrie, thank you so much for holding. You've been feeling the guilt about something. What's going on?
Yeah, so I don't know how to talk to my husband about this, but like, we've been married for almost 4 years. We have 2 kids under 3. He's a good man. He's a great dad, but he's just always busy, and it just feels like he's never got time for me or the kids, really. And like, he leaves for work before they get up in the morning, and he doesn't get home until it's almost bedtime for them. And between that and like community service that he does, and he visits his elderly parents at least every weekend, he just doesn't have much time for me, for us, really. And I just never imagined that would get married and then not be able to spend time with my husband, you know, but here we are. And I feel guilty about saying anything to him because he's already under so much pressure, but his kids are growing up without him. And I just don't know, like, am I being selfish by wanting to spend more time with him, or is this just how it's going to have to be? I know there's got to be other people who are experiencing this, but I just can't live like this. I don't know what to do.
I feel like you have to say something. Again, going back to that guilt, the reason why you have that guilt is because you don't want to hurt his feelings. You don't want to upset him. But at the same time, you're hurt. You're upset. So as women, we love to take that on, and we love to take the negative side so other people don't have to. And it's something that needs to be said. I don't think you should feel guilty. If anything, you should be proud that you're fighting for this relationship.
Yeah, I love him and I love our family, and I really want this to work out, but I don't think it will if we don't have time together.
Carrie, yeah, fend for yourself. Put yourself first. I think you speak up first and then go from there, because you would hate for you guys to grow apart.
Yeah.
Is he the primary breadwinner in your relationship?
I mean, financially, yes. But none of it gets done without me.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Oh, we know that. We know that.
yeah,
absolutely. But yeah, sometimes I think whoever is the primary breadwinner in a relationship feels like they owe it to the family. So it could just be a crossing of signals. He may take it really well and be happy that you want to spend that time with him. Carrie, thank you so much for calling. What are your guys' thoughts? Let's talk to Amanda. Amanda, we're talking about that female guilt. What do you think?
I think nobody should feel guilty about taking care of themselves, especially if your life is spent thinking of other people, like as a mom, a wife, even just as a woman, we're like wired to just think of other people and take care of them. My husband goes to work Monday through Friday all day long, and he's only home on the weekends. I take care of three kids, and when they go down for naps every day, I take a nap myself, and I don't feel guilty about it, because if I don't get that nap, then, man, I'm going to be one grumpy mom.
Well, how are you supposed to do what you need to do if you're not well-rested?
Exactly.
I'm taking that advice, Amanda. I'm taking my naps every day, and I'm not feeling guilty about it one bit.
I think we should replace the word guilty whenever we use that to ourselves, and we're like, oh, I feel so guilty about this. Let's replace it with happy. And so, like, oh, I feel so happy about taking a nap. Yes, you should feel happy. Oh, I feel so guilty about asking my husband to spend time with me. I feel so happy about asking my husband to spend time with us. We got to change the definition of the word guilty.
What about I feel so happy having this cheat meal every single day?
Yeah, look at how happy. Now, the only time we don't want to use that is when we are in court and you say happy or not happy. That's probably not the place to do it. How do you plead for murder? Happy?
Not happy.
We deserve better than to feel guilty.
Yes.
For taking care of ourselves. So great calls. Thanks, you guys. Let's actually be happy here, not guilty, and give away some tickets right now. We've got a pair of tickets to give away to check out Pitbull.
Fireball.
Who wouldn't be happy at a Pitbull concert? It's a party, and it's Vegas After Dark, the residency at Blue Live Theater at Fountain Blue. Your tickets right now with Heads Up. You get to pick your category. And if you get six answers in 60 seconds, these Pitbull tickets are yours. Caller 20, you're playing Heads Up. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Julia, you're caller 20. You're playing Heads Up.
Oh, my God. Yay.
Let's do this.
I'm so excited.
Oh, I can hear it in your voice. That's going to bode well for you. I know it. We got these Pitbull tickets, and we want you to go check them out at the Blue Live Theater at Fountain Blue. Let's pick a category for Heads Up. Do you want to go with skincare or whiteout?
Let's do... Oh, my goodness. Skincare.
Skincare. Okay. National Dermatologist Day was yesterday. These are all things that are associated with your skin, okay?
Okay.
Okay, 6 in 60 seconds is all we need. We got this. I know we can do it. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Julia Mercedes, for Heads Up, your 60 seconds starts now.
You might take a couple pumps of this to put on your skin so it's not really dry.
Moisturizer.
What's another simple name for that? Like just some
lotion.
Yes,
cream.
Lotion. Yes. This is what you do when you're really hot outside. It's perspiration is also known as what?
Deodorant.
No, like the little droplets that come down your forehead, that's what?
Sweat.
Yes. You might get one of these from an artist who draws a picture on your arm or your body with ink.
Tattoo.
Yes. Some people get this injected into their face so they don't have wrinkles.
Botox.
Yes. You might go to your esthetician to get one of these to make your skin look really good. Just a like
facial.
Yes, facial. This is the a doctor of skin. They are a what?
Dermatologist.
Yeah! You got it, Julia. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I heard someone helping you in the background. Who was helping you?
My sister, Angie.
Angie, good job. Way to come through with that clue. I was like, yes, someone knows. I love it, you guys.
You gotta take me, though.
Yeah, now you have to take her to see Pitbull. It is a date. Congratulations, ladies. Going to see him over at the Blue Life Theater, and it's going to be a party. Great job, Julia and Angie. And if you want your tickets, don't you worry. We'll have another pair for you tomorrow morning with Heads Up. You only have one day left to nominate an amazing teacher for Mercedes in the Morning's Teacher of the Month. Yes, tomorrow the nominations close, and we want to hear from you. Who knows a teacher that is so deserving of being named our Teacher of the Month for March? If you are selected, we are going to award the teacher you nominated with some amazing things. First of all, we've got a $150 Visa gift card from our friends over at Finley Chevrolet. Then from our friends at Silver State Schools Credit Union, we have an additional $150 Visa gift card. You can use it on supplies, yourself, your students, whatever you want. And then, of course, that personalized Mercedes in the Morning plaque from H&J Trophies. So here's what you do. Go to our website, mix941.fm. And click on the contest tab, and right there is Teacher of the Month. You can nominate them. The entries close tomorrow, so get those nominations in today. And thank you to Finley Chevrolet and Silver State Schools Credit Union for making Teacher of the Month possible.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
We talked about this story yesterday. A high school track runner accused of striking her competitor in the head with a baton during a race. She's now facing criminal charges.
No way.
Yeah. So despite insisting that the incident was accidental, which again, I've watched it from several angles. I've seen her interviews with her crying, saying it was a complete accident. Her hand got stuck and she was just adjusting. I'm sorry. It does not look like that. Yeah. It literally looks like she brings her arm back and then whacks the girl on the head. But anyway, the Lynchburg Commonwealth Attorney's Office has confirmed that prosecutors have charged Alayla Everett with one count of assault and battery for allegedly hitting Kaylin Tucker with the baton during last week's 4x200 meter relay at the Class 3 State Indoor Championship in Virginia. The video shows Tucker, who is a junior from Brookville High School, passing Everett, who is a senior, as they rounded the track during the second leg of the race, and the two appear to bump arms before Everett swings her baton, striking her on the back of the head. Tucker collapsed, later was diagnosed with a concussion and a skull fracture.
No.
Yeah. Following the meet, she told local news outlets that the strike was unintentional. And she said it was all a misunderstanding, but she revealed after the video went viral that she became the target of death threats, racial slurs. Her father has confirmed that they had to fire the victim has filed a protective order against her as the police launch this investigation.
Yikes. I mean, this is going to maybe take some investigation. I wonder if they knew each other going into the race, one. And then two is, you said that they're doing protective orders. Does that mean that they're pressing charges, or what does that entail when with the victim?
Well, they are. She's facing criminal charges.
So that's, pressing charges. Okay.
So, and then as far as knowing each other, they've been competitors in track for a while now, and this is the championship, but I just don't see how there's a question on whether or not that was intentional. I mean, everyone saw the same videos, right? It's just, it was unbelievable. I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw how she just took it back and just whacked her in the head with it.
Unnecessary.
Terrible. Yeah. Also this morning, there's nothing wrong with swinging through the drive-thru for a quick, cheap meal if you are ready for some food. But we all know that typically fast food's not the healthiest, right? Well, new research is revealing that those heavily processed foods that are high in calories and preservatives might be worse for us than we thought. They did this study and they found that fast food could be aging us faster. This study analyzed twins between the ages of 20 and 25, and it turned out that their fast food intake was really concerning. So the twins who ate fast food or lots of red and processed meat or sugar sweetened soft drinks, stuff like that, they biologically aged faster.
Mm-hmm.
And then those who had diets that were high in vegetables and fruits and low in meat and fast food had slower biological aging. Since this research was done on young adults, they point out that sticking to a healthy diet from a young age could reduce your health risks later on in life.
It's so much harder, I felt like, in my 20s to eat healthy because fast food is cheap. You go through, they have those cheap dollar menus at the time, and I was running from three different jobs. It's easy to just go through the drive-thru versus having a planned meal and going on Sundays and meal planning. Like, I had no time for that. It's the way we live nowadays.
I think that there are more options now, which is great for healthier meals. And some of these fast food places are actually trying to create healthier options. But before, yeah, it was just like, if you wanted something quick and fast, you had to go unhealthy fast food. And that was just the way it was. But now you're seeing all these, like, actually catering to the, like, a greens and proteins or something. You
yes.
can run in and grab something that's good for
foodie
you.
Foodie preps and stuff like
Power
that.
Power Soul Cafe, things like that, where it's like, oh, this is actually healthy for me. So I'm glad there's more of those options now. But yeah, sometimes just bean burrito from Taco Bell.
$2 here and there, and it doesn't hurt.
Finally, this morning, has this ever happened to anyone? This is becoming a huge issue with doctors. If you have nail glue in your home, you need to put it somewhere far away from your eye drops, because doctors, especially doctors at UC Health in Colorado, they have noticed a jump in cases where patients are putting nail glue into their eyes. As a matter of fact, Oof. It's become surprisingly common for people to mistake nail glue or lash glue for eye drops, because the problem is the bottles look way too similar. They are advocating for change as far as the label on glues go, to make sure there is a distinct difference in the labels so that people don't start putting their nail glue in their eyes.
I've seen those nail glues that look like eye drops, and I've specifically gotten nail glue for myself that look like nail polish. So let's say it's a bottle, you twist it off and it has a brush versus it looks like it's a dropper.
Smart.
Yes.
Smart.
I don't want to go into the ER.
Well, no issues with people putting the eye drops on their nails though.
Oh,
that's not an issue.
No,
I
would hope not.
It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I didn't realize that Ramon here on the show, you are a jack of all trades. You've literally had pretty much every job that is out there, I'm guessing. From bartender to yeah. valet, yeah. You've seen it all. And have you actually worked on the Strip at one point?
Yes, like, for 8 years.
Different places or all at the same place?
One place.
And okay, you don't have to say where it is. But so did you have the same job at that place?
No, I moved up. I kept moving up slowly. I started off as a bar porter and then bar back, and then yeah.
What's a bar porter?
The ones that kind of, you know, take out the trash, clean the dishes.
Oh, okay.
Sweep the bar.
And then a bar back, you're doing what?
Like cutting the fruit, stocking the beer.
And then
the bottles.
The bartender, that's like, that is the place to be.
Right. Correct.
And I gotta guess, like, on the Strip, you probably make some decent money.
Oh, for sure, 100%.
Working on the Strip as a bartender.
Yes.
But you probably see some pretty interesting things, too.
I mean, I've seen my share of boobies, my share of booties, my share of male parts you don't want to see.
But why are you seeing this stuff?
Yeah,
is it for free drinks? Like, how does that even happen?
It's usually people getting escorted out of the pool after a pool party.
Oh, if you work in hospitality or just anywhere in general, what's the weirdest thing that you've ever seen at your job? 702-364-9400. What would you say is probably the weirdest thing you've ever seen?
Oh my gosh. It's funny working behind the bar because you slowly see the decline. They come and sit down sober, three drinks in, you know, they get a little louder or a little slower, six drinks in, then they just become a whole totally different person.
Oh, no.
But I don't know. One that always comes to mind is this elderly gentleman. It was early, too. It was probably my shift started at 10. So maybe around noon, I directed an older gentleman to the bathroom. He gets up. He starts walking. And I start laughing. I'm like, hey, what happened? This guy only has one shoe on. What happened? And then slowly walking, you can see a trail of what I thought was water at the time. Obviously wasn't water.
Oh, no.
Following him, I was like, so you go check where he was sitting. There was just a puddle there. And it was hilarious.
So there was a puddle and he's walking away wobbling probably with one shoe on. Where was his other shoe?
Oh, he left it at the bar. Like I just don't know what happened.
Did you get annoyed? Like, who was the most annoying customer? Was it the tourist that would come in? Because I think of the first time I came to Vegas as a tourist, 21 years old, went to the bar, and I remember the conversation I had with the bartender, and I cringe because I went up and he's like, what would you guys like? And I was like, surprise us.
Oh.
Why did I do that? And he was just like, so he turns around, grabs two beers and sets them down and walks away. I was like, oh, okay, thank you.
I will never forget around my 21st birthday, we came to Vegas and I forget where we were, but we sat down at the bar and they gave us a cocktail, forget which cocktail, but they're like, that'll be $20 each. And I said, $20? And I looked at my friend, I'm like, what? And he goes, unless you're gonna come behind and help us wash the dishes. I'm like, geez, I mean, I guess I got to pay for it now. But I was so in shock coming here, how expensive drinks are.
My biggest thing was foreigners not knowing the strict ID laws here. Even coming up to a bar and asking for a cup of water, that's an ID check.
You have to get an ID for water?
Yeah, because sometimes kids, like teenagers come and ask for water. I can't give you water, man. You're coming up to a bar on the strip in Las Vegas. The cameras don't know it's water.
So it's
an ID check.
Oh, I wouldn't have known that, honestly. What if the person is like dying of thirst? A child.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There's been times where, you know, I've gave him a water, but
he slips him a $5. Please, Ramon, give me a $5.
I want to see this like poor child who hasn't had a drink in hours.
Money talks.